Iran's President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad was sworn in for a second term today. It wasn't your run-of-the-mill inaugural ceremony, though. Protesters challenging the election results demonstrated outside Iran's parliament building, and some key officials boycotted the event. The World's Jeb Sharp tells us today's inauguration may have put the official stamp of approval on Ahmadinejad's presidency, but it has not resolved Iran's political crisis.
The swearing-in ceremony began with a recital from the Quran. In his remarks, Ahmadinejad appealed for unity and promised progress on economic issues. He praised the results of the June 12th election, and he vowed to resist what he called oppressive powers. He was also dismissive of the lack of congratulations from Western countries, including the United States. You should know, said Ahmadinejad, nobody in Iran awaits your congratulations. Iranians will neither value your scowling and bullying, nor your smiles and greetings. So much for the prospect of a new beginning. But Ahmadinejad's defiance doesn't mask the enormous crisis Iran is facing. Columbia University professor Gary Sick points out that today's events only serve to underscore divisions in the government. Former presidents Mohammad Khatami and Hashemi Rafsanjani didn't even show up, and there were reports that other dignitaries walked out during Ahmadinejad's speech.
I think that says very strongly that the issues coming out of 22 Khordad, which is the Iranian date for the elections in June 12th, that those issues have not been resolved, and that Mr. Ahmadinejad still has a very, very steep uphill climb to make before he, I think, can really begin to rule effectively.
Sick says Ahmadinejad's relationship with Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei is severely strained and that Ahmadinejad will have trouble forming a government. Sick thinks the regime itself is at an existential moment, with Iran's top leaders concerned about clinging to power in the face of unprecedented pressure.
What seems to be happening in Iran is that both their efficiency and their legitimacy have been on a downward slide. People don't believe in them anymore, and they don't really look to the government to do its job very efficiently. And all of those doubts then have been replaced by repression.
According to Bennington College professor Mansour Farhang, there seems to be a dramatic power shift happening in Iran. He sees power moving from the ruling clerics to the state security apparatus, including the intelligence services and the Revolutionary Guards. Ahmadinejad is an ally of these forces, but he will have to navigate between their demands and those of the high-level clerics.
So the regime is really right now is going through a kind of metamorphosis of finding a new rationale for its rule, for its legitimacy. And this period is going to lead to greater insecurity and perhaps hardening of the position.
Farhang says that could make it harder for Iran to be flexible in its dealings with the West over the nuclear issue. There was a telling diplomatic development today. White House spokesman Robert Gibbs said he misspoke yesterday when he called Mr. Ahmadinejad the elected leader of Iran. The message today is that the United States will recognize the reality of Mr. Ahmadinejad as president, but leave it up to the Iranian people to decide whether the election was legitimate. For The World, I'm Jeb Sharp.